Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week. The word for the week of March 3rd, 2024 is March, M-A-R-C-H. The definition of march is to walk with deliberate short steps that fall in a regular rhythm, a procession of people walking together or a steady advance. Our scriptures come from Joel, 2nd chapter, 7th verse. They run like warriors. They climb the wall like soldiers. And each of them marches in line, nor do they lose their way. From Joshua, 6th chapter, 4th verse, seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And from Proverbs, 30th chapter, 29th through the 31st verse, there are three things that are stately in their march. Four that move with stately bearing. A lion, mighty among beasts, who retreats before nothing. A strutting cock, a he-goat, and a king secure against revolt. March originally was the first month of the Roman calendar named after Mars, the Roman god of war. March is now the third month of the year and is the start of spring, when the earth renews and replenishes its natural resources. Military units use the word march to signify a procession of people walking together. When I was a little girl, every day we pledged allegiance to America, a nation under God. Patriotism was evident even as part of our entertainment. Every time I saw troops of soldiers, whether they were from America, Russia, Japan, or other foreign countries, I was awed by the precision of their movements as they marched in a way that proclaimed their allegiance to one another and their countries, as they marched in lockstep with their comrades. In high school, the marching band would require the first-year band members to meet at least a week before the veteran band members so that they could learn to march together as a unit. They would drill for hours. From my house, I could hear their leaders mark time with a cadence. One, two, three, four, step, two, three, four, right, two, three, four, left, two, three, four, over and over and over and over again. They did not start to play music on the field with the band until the last week before school was scheduled to start. During school, for five, sometimes 6 days a week, they would continue to practice. They perfected their performance at each game, and by homecoming, everyone looked forward to witnessing their perfected marching formations. They would mesmerize the crowds by making words or intricate patterns on the field while playing their instruments and executing their marching prowess in time to the beat of the drums. As optimistic students and civilians, many of us have marched in movements and protests against war, civil injustice, and for individual rights. In allegiance, we have marched with others, not so much in formation, as we were in the military or marching band, but more in synchronicity of purpose. We marched with the optimism that our actions could impact or cause change. In our churches, we sing about marching to Zion as representatives of God's army dedicated to prevailing on the earth with actions and messages of hope, trust, love, and faith in God until we reach our heavenly home. One can march alone, but marching together requires the willingness to surrender to a common purpose and reveals man's true power when we march together with a shared commitment, purpose, and goal. March of 2024 finds the world as politically divided as were the Romans during the Ides of March, when an act of rebellion resulted in the death of the Roman dictator Julius Caesar. Atmospherically, the world is plagued with storms of snow, rain, and tornadoes as wildfires rage over millions of acres. Globally, we are a nation against nation as each seeks dominance. Humans are on the precipice of chaos and annihilation and are being forced into determining with and for whom we will march as we face this glorious season of renewal. As we prepare ourselves to march into our destiny, you may want to consider the following. To whom and to what have you declared your allegiance? What is the purpose for which you march? Are you committed to following the leader as he calls the cadence? Are you willing to serve selflessly to obtain your objectives? Where is God in this commitment? As we march through March, may we do so with clarity, purpose, and positivity as we strive for unity and renewal in all aspects of our lives. God bless you. Aureen out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week Dash Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Aureen out.